Books on Tape presents His Majesty's Dragon by Naomi Novik. Read by Simon Vance. Part 1. Chapter 1. The deck of the French ship was slippery with blood, heaving in the choppy sea. A stroke might as easily bring down the man making it as the intended target. Lawrence did not have time in the heat of the battle to be surprised at the degree of resistance, but even through the numbing haze of battle fever and the confusion of swords and pistol smoke, he marked the extreme look of anguish on the French captain's face as the man shouted encouragement to his men. It was still there shortly thereafter, when they met on the deck, and the man surrendered his sword very reluctantly. At the last moment his hand half closed about the blade as if he meant to draw it back. Lawrence looked up to make certain the colours had been struck, then accepted the sword with a mute bow. He did not speak French himself, and a more formal exchange would have to wait for the presence of his third lieutenant, that young man being presently engaged below decks in securing the French guns. With the cessation of hostilities, the remaining Frenchmen were all virtually dropping where they stood. Lawrence noticed that there were fewer of them than he would have expected for a frigate of 36 guns, and that they looked ill and hollow-cheeked. Many of them lay dead or dying upon the deck. He shook his head at the waist, and eyed the French captain with disapproval. The man should never have offered battle. Aside from the plain fact that the Reliant would have had the Amateur slightly outgunned and outmanned under the best of circumstances, the crew had obviously been reduced by disease or hunger. To boot, the sails above them were in a sad tangle, and that no result of the battle, but of the storm which had passed but this morning.